Well, we haven't really heard from the immigrants yet, mainly because this has not been big news on television and radio so far. But I'm quite sure that the immigrants here will not be happy if they ever hear about this suggestion. This government has been notorious or famous, depending on what view you have, for making a lot of laws which makes it very difficult for foreigners to live the same life like the Danes. They are already given half of the wages if you're unemployed. They are treated rather bad in the refugee camp and so on.
So no unified voice from the government, none from the immigrant population. What about the trade unions, who, as far as I'm aware, are the ones actually in charge of changing any wage structures? It's not the government themselves in charge of this.
Well, of course, the trade unions have reacted against this very strongly, although not too loud, thus showing that they're not taking Carsten Lauritsen very seriously. But also the other part, that will be the Confederation of the Danish Employers, Poul Christian Jensen, who is vice CEO there, also states that he doesn't really like the idea of cutting down the minimum wages by 50%. So nobody seems really to be happy about his idea, apart from a few in the government who are stray dogs.
So all these mixed voices coming out, I mean, out of the government, I should say, is this a regular occurrence?
Yes, you're quite right. I think we here in Denmark see these different courses and different ways of thinking and different statements coming from all the PMs in different direction as a clear sign of a government with absolutely no rule, no control anymore. And even in the polls, they are on the way to lose badly now. If there was elections today, they would not be in power anymore. And this, of course, creates, again, panic within the members and the PMs. And this makes them even go further with strange suggestions, like the ones that Carsten Lauritsen has now made. But this is just one of many suggestions. We have always had a minister who just went on holidays instead of meeting with Hillary Clinton. As an important meeting. We have a lot of signs that this is a government that just doesn't know how to rule, or at least doesn't know how to rule its own members. So this is a sign, or another sign, of a government falling apart. Nothing more, but also nothing less.